First off, out of the gate, joining me in studio this morning is Heidi Lawson and Kyle McLean, introducing what has become the Star Valley Booster Club, serving local youth athletes across Star Valley. And Heidi and Kyle in studio to tell us about it. Kyle, of course, the activities director at Star Valley High School. Heidi has built a very successful lifelong career as a sports mom and has done a fabulous job at it. So, Heidi, let's start with you. You've been very involved in sports in the community for a long time, all the way up from the little kids now through graduation, and now you have a son in college playing athletics, so doing athletics. So why did you want to start the Star Valley Booster Club?
Well, it's been something I always thought that this community would benefit from, and my youngest son is now a senior. He started kindergarten here in Star Valley, and so we have gone through all of the sports in this valley, and I think it's a great opportunity to put some organization around just having this great community be able to support the kids and go through an official 501c3 and do something great for the community here.
It's been interesting because the community's always been very supportive, right?
Yes.
There's never been a lack of support, but there really hasn't been a booster club, as you mentioned, to kind of funnel and organize that support, and I think that's the goal here, correct?
Yes, it certainly is. So with Cooper last year, he won the Gatorade Player of the Year for football, and this is really when it kind of came to my more to the forefront of like, hey, we don't have a 501c3 that supports the youth, and we looked around in the community because with the Gatorade, he was able to award somebody in the community an organization, but they had to follow all these different criteria. And so it was really difficult to find somebody that supported the youth in that way.
Absolutely. So you made something happen, which is what I love. You saw a need. You're making this happen. You're currently serving as chairman of the board for the board of directors on this. You've reached out to some people in the community, including Kyle, of course, being activities director. So, Kyle, you're coming from a school where, I mean, everybody has booster clubs, right? And Star
right.
Valley didn't have one. So in your experience in previous schools that you've been at, what's the benefit of having a booster club like this?
Well, obviously, there's that financial benefit. So I will say our school district is financially supportive of our activities. It's second to none. You know, every time I ask for money, we get it. And I feel like our school board, our district administration, our building administration, they really have activities at the forefront. And that's what the research shows, is kids that are involved in activities are more successful in the classroom. So there's that financial component, but then there's also that engagement, community support component to it. And anytime that we can bring in the community and our stakeholders for one cause, I think that's going to better everybody. So overall, this is going to be a great deal for our kids, for our community, for our programs. So I'm excited for it.
Absolutely. So Heidi, how does it all work, I guess, and as far as the details and what happens here?
Well, we're going to need volunteers. So we've come together and put a board together, and we want to be good stewards of how this all works, and we want it to benefit the community and have transparency with the community to make sure that we're held accountable for what we're doing and also being supportive of the kids. So we do have a board of director of 5 people, and from there, then we're going to start seeing where the needs are and connecting with the community. So we're going to be having a website up and running, and we're going to start off with a contest with the logos, and I think you might have more to say about that, but we're going to get that rolling so that we can get ourselves organized and ready to support the kids in this next school year.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've invited me on the board, which I appreciate. And so I'm the website's in the works, and yeah, the logo competition is going to be, maybe I'll, Kyle, I'll let you touch on that too, as there's so many great artists and designers and everything in the schools. We're going to invite the community of the schools together to create a logo for this.
Yep. I think the branding of this is really important. Obviously, we want it to be Star Valley, and not just the high school, but K-12, the entire valley, where we're supporting all of our kids. And but yeah, we need a logo, and so we're going to be reaching out to our arts department and trying to get our students involved in creating a logo for this new organization.
Perfect. Absolutely. So Heidi, if a business or individual, either one, wants to join the Booster Club and be a supporter of this, when are they able to start doing that, and what's that process look like?
Well, they could do that today. So we have five different levels of membership that we're setting up to allow businesses or families to choose what they would like to do in support of the kids. I'm going to have a paper ready showing all the different organizations at the Star Valley High School for right now. And the donors can pick if they want their funds to go to a specific location or if they want to just have it in the general fund. So we're trying to let the donors be able to drive what they're wanting to do in support of the kids, because we do have a fabulous community that's been so supportive. And this will just allow you to also have that tax receipt to take the 501c3 and be able to do it officially.
Yeah. And just to reemphasize something you said, it's not just for athletics. This is for every program, and not just in the high school either, right? Various ages and levels.
Yes. So we're starting out just with the high school to start with, so we can get our feet under us and get going. But our intention is to support K-12 and all the different activities. So everywhere from band, drama, into the athletics as well. I think our community really warrants showcasing everybody, right? We don't want to just focus on one area. Everybody has a passion that they're going to drive after. So we want those kids to realize what their passions are and be successful in life.
Absolutely. So website about ready to go, making some final tweaks to StarValleyBoosterClub.com. And then people can go online, see the various packages, and see how they'd like to be part of the Booster Club. So again, in studio this morning, Heidi Lawson and Kyle McLean introducing the Star Valley Booster Club. Anything we missed from either of you that you'd like to mention today?
We've got some swag for you once you sign up for membership, so
perfect.
Don't be shy.
Perfect. I guess that's worth mentioning, some of the member benefits. Before, you just write a check, and now you're going to get kind of a little return on that check, right?
Yeah, we certainly want to celebrate your donation as well and give you a thank you as well. So we do have that. We'll get that all posted out on the website so everybody can take a look and see what fits best for where they're at.
Love it. Heidi Lawson and Kyle McLean in studio. Star Valley Booster Club. Stay tuned for more details at StarValleyBoosterClub.com. It's the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.